V'hatorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Bethany Strelowitz from Passaic, New Jersey, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through yishuv. One might think that yishuv denotes a sense of calm or serenity. Yishuv, from the word leishev, literally meaning to sit down, to put your feet up and relax after a long day of work, to close your eyes and imagine a carefree existence. As appealing as this might sound, it doesn't make sense that Torah would be acquired in this way. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch therefore explains that yishuv refers to a thorough examination of a Torah topic and not rely on a simple or superficial understanding of the matter. It's a settling of the mind in order to grasp the complexity, the color, the nuance, and the truth of Torah. And it can only be accomplished by toiling in Torah, by delving into Torah. The Vilna Gaon was known to be very particular about selecting his students. Each prospective candidate would be instructed to review a specific topic many times. If, as he reviewed, his love for Torah grew in his heart and inspired him to continue to review, then the Vilna Gaon would accept him as a student. This is one aspect of yishuv, delving deeply into Torah. But there's another layer to yishuv. Rashi quotes a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah on the very first word in Parshas Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva, kafatz alav ragzo shel Yosef. Yaakov sought to dwell in peace and tranquility, but the troubles of Yosef came upon him. Tzadikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayan letzadikim ma shemesukan lahem leolam haba, ela shemevakshim leishev b'shalva ba'olam hazeh. The righteous always try to dwell in peace and tranquility. But Hashem said, what is prepared for the righteous in the world to come is not enough for them? They also want to dwell in tranquility in this world too? Yaakov thought in his mind, after years of hardship dealing with Lavan, my really difficult father-in-law, now I can finally enjoy some peace and quiet with my family. But Hashem did not look kindly upon this. Olam Haba, the next world is for peace and quiet. This world is for toiling and challenging yourself. And that is exactly when Hashem sent Yaakov the extraordinarily difficult test of losing his beloved son Yosef. Yishuv, therefore, also means to embrace a challenge, to stand in the present in order to see where you are now and from where you have come. A Holocaust survivor told me that the very last thing she heard her parents say as she and her sisters were separated from them in the ghetto was, "Take care of your sisters." Long after they said goodbye to their parents, this very brave woman continued to care for her two younger sisters. And when they stood in line in front of the Nazis' Yimach Shemam, she would slip a brick on the ground under her younger sister's shoes so that her sister would appear older in the eyes of the Nazis. She and her sisters worked in factories for the Nazis. They marched in the freezing cold for months. They were even one night pushed into a gas chamber and had to spend the night there. But luckily, the valves on the gas chamber were broken, so the sisters were sent back to the barracks the following morning. Eventually, in 1945, the sisters made their way to a resettlement camp in Bergen-Belsen, where they met their husbands. Each of the sisters got married within that first month in that resettlement camp, and the American soldiers who were there were able to procure a wedding gown from a nearby village, and each of the women who got married in the camp passed around the gown and took turns wearing it for each of their weddings. We can only imagine the symbolism of that gown, how it told the story of their survival, of their ability to be so completely present in the moment, while at the same time reflecting back on the struggles and hardships that they overcame to get to this day. That is what yishuv is, being so completely immersed in your learning that you can quantify your own growth in Torah. Thank you for learning together.